Erevin Perk Zion Mishnevav Ketzan Mishtatfin B'movoy. So how do we do Shetufin Muvos? And L'chor, this also applies to Eruvei Chatzeres as well. And the Tversol explains that the Chiddush here is that I may think by Shetufin Muvos there's less of a relationship between the people of the different Mavois. So one would think that you cannot be Mezaket to somebody. They don't really know each other so well. So the Mishnah is going to tell us that it even works by Shetufin Muvos. Obviously, by Chatzeres you need bread, but we're talking about how you actually do it. So Ketzan Mishtatfin B'movoy. He'd leave over his own chavis and he'd say, "Harezo l'chol bnei mavoi." He'd say, "This is for everybody else in the mavoi." Obviously, the Rav says that if it's theirs, you don't have to be mezakeh. So we're dealing with a case where you can even do it with your own food. U'mezakeh lehen al yidei bno ubito hagdolim, and you can be mezakeh to them through your own son or daughter, as long as they are bar bas mitzvah. V'adei avdoi v'shivchaso ha'ivrim. And you can also be mezakeh through an Eved Ivri, and also an Ama Ivriya. That's Shivchaso. And the Rav explains what happens, is you would tell these people, whether it's your older son, daughter, Eved Ivri, Ama Ivriya, that you would tell them, take this barrel of food, this chavis, and you're going to be zeuchah to all the Bnei Mavoi, and these people would be magbia, they would raise it from the ground, at least the tefach, because if it's still on the ground, that's not called a zchia. A zchia has to leave the reshus in a certain way of the person that's being mezakeh. So it has to leave his reshus, and they're being mezakeh to everybody else. Now, what are the age of the gedolim? So the Taisus Yontif says that this is not like we have in Baba Metzia, where sometimes we consider, when it comes to a Metzia, that a katan is somebody that's soymech al shulchan aviv, that he's dependent on his father's house, he's living by his father and eating from his father. That's not the case here. The Rav does not speak about that. Rather, we're dafka dealing with a regular katan, a regular gadol. Those are the ages. Because the whole reason over there is because of Eva. Because if a katan's living by his father's house and he goes find something and he says, no, he's a gadol, he keeps it, it's going to cause a lot of tension between the father and the son. Therefore, we give him a din of a katan, even if he is a gadol and he's over 13 years old, if he's living by his father. Mashenkin over here, this is a totally different subject. So even if he's living by his father's house, as long as he's a gadol or she is a gadola, the zikoy works. Now, what about the case of the Ama Ivriya, the Shivchasa HaIvri? The only case of an Ama Ivriya is actually a katan, because once a Jewish slave girl becomes bas mitzvah, she goes free. So how can that be? Didn't we just say that dafka, it has to be beno ubito hagdolim? So the difference is that that's dafka where it's his own son and daughter. Masha'in Kain, even though she's a katana, she's not his. In fact, her mitziyas go to, the Gemara explains, Taisus Yontif brings, the mitziyah that an Ama Ivriya has goes to her father, not her master. And then even though she's a ketana, so the Taisus Yontif explains, because Eruvei Chatzeres and Shetufin Muvos is the Rabbanon, Chazal said that you can be mezakeh through an Ama Ivriya even though she's a ketana. Now, it's not the same as a person that has his own cotton, because by his own cotton or his own ketana, it never really leaves his reshus. Mashenkin here, it is not part of his own reshus because she doesn't really belong to him. Haraya, that her mitziah does not go to him. Validei Ishto, and also his wife. Taisus Yontif brings this, goes into the machlekes of what a married woman is kan or not, and who we hold like. Aval enu mezakeh lo yedei bino uvito haktanim, but you can't be mezakeh through your own son or daughter that are ktanim, like we explained. Velo al yedei avdo v'shivchasu haknanim, and also by an eved knani and a shivcha knanis, mipnei sheyodun kiyodu, because all these cases, their yad is like his yad, it never really leaves his reshus, and it's not a zechiyah, like the Rav explains.